Amen. Can we give that hand clap to the Lord this morning? Anybody thankful that He is wonderful? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Come on, He's the first and the last, from everlasting to everlasting. I think we ought to just take a moment and lift Him up a little bit higher here this morning. Thank you. Come on, make His name great. Praise His holy name this morning. Come on, He is the author and the finisher of our salvation. There's nobody like Him. Amen, amen. He'll meet you where you are and bring you to where He is. Amen, and I'm glad to be where He is today. Amen. Anybody know that in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy? I feel joy in the house this morning. Somebody got their joy. Anybody got their joy back this morning already? Come on, anybody got some things back just after a little bit in church? Somebody ought to tell the devil that that doesn't belong to him. Come on, somebody ought to tell the devil that's not yours. God gave it to me and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Somebody hold on to that this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. It's so wonderful. It's so good. And a privilege to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You can be seated. Take your seats in a I want to thank your pastor and your pastor's wife for the very kind and warm invitation to be here with you all this morning. And we love and appreciate them, and I honor them very highly. Anybody thankful for your pastor and your pastor's wife? Of course, Brother Darren and Sister Madison, our dear friends, we love them and appreciate them very much as well. And I tell you, it seems like feels like y'all are really blessed around here. Amen. Anybody know that to be true? Amen. What great worship we've had this morning. Praise God. All the ministry, and congratulate my brother for being baptized in the only saving name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and in earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I believe that today. Amen. And our challenge, part of our challenge in the Middle East and in Lebanon, has been to bring the revelation of the power of that name. Amen. In Arabic, we would say, Laysa ism akhir tahta samawat bihi yanbaghi an nakhlasa min kul khatayana. Amen. We know that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Ism Yeshua el Messiah. Only the name of Jesus Christ can save us. Anybody know that to be true today? Amen. Praise God. And so I want to thank you and thank this church. Thank your pastor and your pastor's wife for praying for us and being there with us in prayer and helping us, being a part of what God is doing over there. We have received the call from God to go there and to be missionaries in that region during this time. And I'm very, very thankful and honored to have my wife with me here this morning. And she has answered the call with me and followed me there. And she is from Mississippi. Amen. So I'm very blessed and I appreciate her very much. And this morning we were just talking and we were talking with some of the people over there, talking with the church over there. And I want to tell you, in the middle of the chaos and the crisis, the church is moving forward. Amen. Praise God. It's a dark world. It's a dark time. We're living in dangerous circumstances. Amen. But we know who is still on the throne and still has got all power in His hands. Amen. So, praise God. We got the report from, we have our church not just in Lebanon, but He's made a way when there was no way. Man, and just in the past year, we've baptized about 9 people in the country of Iraq. And God is empowering anointing them with the gift of the Holy Ghost. We're so thankful, and we give God all the glory for what He's doing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we went back in, I believe, March of this year, and we're looking forward to going back again before the year is over, because there are more people that are catching the revelation of the salvation in Christ. Amen. Praise God. The truth of who Jesus is. Amen. My wife and I, we are taking on the ministry of the school that is there in Lebanon. It is the only apostolic school in Lebanon that is recognized by any government and licensed, that we can have chapel and we can do Bible studies. Praise God. And we can do Bible quizzing every single day, lawfully and legally in the country of Lebanon. Amen. And through this ministry, amen, we've had four people, just four kids last year that received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and six kids the year before that. And God is using it as a ministry to change lives and generations in this time. And we're so thankful for that. Amen. And we have, it's been a difficult situation. We were expecting to be there until next year. And we were praying about it and just wanting to be led. And as we were praying and feeling it out, we felt that our time was short and our window was short to be able to evacuate at the right time when we did. And so we evacuated actually. Amen. And we made it to the airport. There were people all over the street. There were vehicles. There was traffic. And the road closed shortly after we made it to the airport. Amen. And God made a way for us to go there, made a way when there was no way. Thank the Lord. But through it all, God has been faithful. Amen. The church is still passing out tracts. Amen. We're still having chapel and Bible studies every day. Amen. We just had two that were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost last week, and God filled them with His Spirit, and they were baptized in Jesus' name. Bombs are going off. War is in the country. Sometimes there's no power. There's no internet. There's no electricity. Amen. But there's a fire that keeps on burning in the middle of the night and in the middle of the darkness. There's a power of the Holy Ghost that is still alive and working. Amen. Would you give God a hand clap of praise today? Amen. If you would stand together with me. Amen. And so we thank you for our prayers. We're looking to go back possibly at the end of the year. We're here during this time fundraising for the school because we're not able to be there. We have we're getting new whiteboards. We have some teacher salaries. And we're doing all these things. But we know that it's because the end results and the fruits that are going to come from this, God is going to use them to be great. We've had 92 kids this year that registered to be a part of the school. Amen. And that's our record numbers this year. God is really working and moving. And amen. Many of them are coming from a different background. They're coming from some of them. They've never heard the truth. Amen. But those are the ones that are getting filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and coming to the front. So we praise God. Amen. Anybody ready for the word of the Lord this morning? Anybody want to hear from heaven? Amen. Amen. I appreciate the leadership. Brother Darren said earlier, he said, preach to me this morning. I told him, brother, if you give me your notes, I'll do it. So, amen. Amen. But I do believe that God has got a word for us today. And I don't want to leave here the same way that we came without getting your victory. Amen. And letting God do what He wants to do. If you have your Bibles, Ezekiel chapter 37. And we will go to verse number 9. Amen. And we have a promise in Lebanon. And before we turn there, I just want to read this to you. Very quickly, but it's in Isaiah 29:17. This is the promise that we have. Amen. We know that God is going to do great things in this land. We don't know what the results will be, but we do know what the Bible says. Amen. And the Bible says in Isaiah 29:17, is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Amen. And so we believe that that's what's going to happen. The meek will increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Amen. And so we know that there's revival and that there's harvest. God still has a work to be done. And we have a little bit of time, but these are the last days. And he's going to do it. He's going to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel 37:9. It's a familiar passage. Then said he unto me, Ezekiel is in the valley. It's known as the valley of dry bones. And God speaks to him and tells him, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. Everybody say winds. Oh, breathe and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Verse number 10, Ezekiel is obedient and he says, so I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, a great and exceeding army. Today, with the help of the Lord, I want to talk to you about breathing in the wind. Breathing in the wind. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down and would you pray together with me one more time? God, I pray you would touch every heart and every mind, Lord. I pray you would speak to us. We're hungry for you today, Lord. God, we don't want to miss the moment, Jesus, but we want your spirit to fill us up, God, and fill us with that power of the Holy Ghost, we pray. We believe you for it this morning in Jesus' name. And all God's people, would just say amen. You can give God a hand clap of praise and you may be seated. Amen. When we read about the situation that Ezekiel walked into, we have to understand that there are fewer pictures of a more lifeless and hopeless situation than what Ezekiel was led to overlook. Amen. In the valley lay the slain. Amen. The slain of the armies that once had life and once had a vigor and once had power. Amen. But now not only were they dead, they were discombobulated. They were broken and disconnected. There wasn't just the semblance of hopelessness, but there was the absence of even the idea that life could be there once more. You're talking about barrenness. You're talking about brokenness. You're talking about grief and pain. And you're talking about things that don't seem like they can be put back together. But there was... that's where God called a man and a prophet, a man of God, to speak into. It doesn't matter how bad the situation gets. It doesn't matter how broken or how lost or... doesn't matter how low you feel like you've gotten or you are. God still has a way of speaking things into the situation that contradict what the eye can see and grab a hold of what the faith can do. Sometimes, and I don't know what Ezekiel was thinking, and I don't know what was going on in his mind, but sometimes we have a hard time even believing, amen, that when the Word of God comes directly to us and preaches straight to our hearts and straight to our minds, that it can turn things around and really make any difference in the situation. I don't know what Ezekiel was thinking, and I don't know what was going on in his mind or in his head, amen, but he had one thing for sure. He said, if you tell me to do it, I will obey. God, I don't care how dead it looks. I don't care what kind of graveyard I'm looking at. If you tell me to speak hope and speak life, I'm going to be obedient in what you tell me to do. I love the way your pastor said it not just too long ago, but he said sometimes you got to tell the devil. Amen. I don't care what it looks like. You got to speak to the enemy and you got to let him know he's a liar. The devil is still a liar today. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29 says that the Lord giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. All that boneyard was waiting for was just a breath of fresh air that was going to come in. Just a new wind that would sweep in and would lift us up like wings of eagles and take us to places we've never been before. I feel that same strength and I feel that same power here today. Amen. It may have been lifeless and broken and hopeless, but you just got to wait and trust on the Lord and he's going to renew your strength. Come on. I know you feel tired and I know you feel weary, but somebody here today has got to encourage themselves in the Lord and say, I'm going to wait on him and trust in him. You can't lean on your own understanding. You can't lean on what the eyesight tells you or what the situation looks like. You've got to trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody know that he's still the God of the valley? He's still the God of the nighttime. Amen. Just as he's the God of the mountain. Amen. He said that even if you make your bed in hell, somehow God is going to be there with you. Amen. The only thing I could think of that's worse than a graveyard is to be in a place of hell. Amen. To be in a place where nothing, amen, is going. It's not just dead. Amen. It's cursed and it's broken and it's burning and it's hopeless. Amen. But somehow still God has got a way to reach you in that place and bring you back up. Come on, I wish somebody believed that this morning. I wish somebody had a little bit of faith here today. Amen, that you could still say, even the gates of hell, even the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church in Jesus' name. Amen, I think about Adam lying there in the garden. God had made him. God had formed him and fashioned him. Adam was made in the image of God. Amen. He was made after his image and his likeness. Amen. The garden was made. The earth was made. The beasts of the field and the fowl of the air. Amen. And it was all perfectly created and tailored and manicured just for mankind to enter in and for God's good pleasure. But Adam lay there on the ground, lifeless, unable to move. Adam lay there without, amen, so much potential and so much future waiting, but still he couldn't even, he had no power to even lift a finger. He didn't have power to get up. He didn't have power to stand. He was created for so much more. Amen, Pastor Moses, he was created for great things. But he lay there not being able to do anything or go anywhere. I don't know who I'm preaching here to you today. Amen. But without the breath of life that was coming in to breathe upon the hopeless, lifeless situation, amen, Adam would never have gotten up, taken one step or uttered one word. The same situation is where you can find yourself today.
that he is the vine and we are the branches, and without him we can do nothing. That's why my Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you have breath today, it's not because of some amalgamation of crazy science. It's not because all the particles lined up just right or all the genes just fell into place. No, it's because there's a God in heaven that had the breath of life that he wanted to breathe into your lungs. And let me tell you, my brother and sister, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, what you got to do is you got to wait on the Lord. You got to say, God, fill me up. Renew my spirit, Lord. Breathe the breath of life into me. Genesis 2 and 7 says that the Lord God formed him from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When that breath of life comes into you, amen, you feel it flowing through you. You feel it coursing. It's alive. It's not dead. God's not going to fill you up with something that's dead. He's going to put something that's moving and alive on the inside of you. Amen. It's like fire. Amen. Shut up in our bones. It's the word come alive on the inside. It's not dead and it's not quiet and it's not ashamed, but it's full of power and boldness and life. Amen. Amen. There's a difference between the wind and the air. Wind is moving and wind is alive. Air stays still. It does nothing. Amen. When God steps into the room, you feel all the air, but the wind comes in. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said in Ephesians 2 and 1, you hath he quickened. I love that word quicken. I like to translate it to mean he's shaking you a little bit. I call it shaken to awaken. Come on. Some of us needed that this morning. Praise God. Amen. But it's a shakening to awaken you. Amen. He said, you hath he quickened who once were dead in your trespasses and your sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. In Ephesians 2, 1 and verse 2, according to the prince of the power of the air. Can you imagine if you had power over anything? Would it just be not moving, dead, lifeless air? Man. The power of the air once kept you locked in and kept you broken. Amen. It was the power of the air that worked in you to have disobedience and worked in you to defy God. Amen. God spoke to you, but your ears were closed. And God shone the light, but your eyes stayed shut. And God shakens you. Amen. And he's trying to wake you up. You got to understand there's a difference between the wind and the air. Amen. Amen. Because in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talked about true love. And he said, love is not puffed up full of air. Love is not going to sit still and refuse to move or go anywhere. But love is going to take action, and love is going to come to you, and love is going to reach for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Love is not love that's puffed up and it can't move and it can't praise. No, no, no. God, I love you with all of my heart and all of my strength and all of my soul and all of my mind. I came to give you glory. I've got wind. You don't have to be afraid of the prince of the air when you know who's the master of the wind. Come on. He can still tell the wind to stop and be calm. He can still say, peace, be still. But at the same time, when you're in a hopeless situation and you're feeling bound and broken, he can still speak life by the power of the breath of God. Breathe in these slain. And hallelujah. I want to tell you, before we get finished today, I feel that breath of fresh wind coming into this. God wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. God's going to fill you up from the inside out. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be moving. It's going to be alive. It's going to be speaking full of power and life. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just got to wait on the Lord. The Bible said in Job 12 and 10, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Come on. Here today, you take a breath. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's not air. It's not dead. It's not lifeless. It's moving in and out. Thank you, Jesus, for life. Thank you for breath. Come on, somebody. Anybody here today, you've got a reason to praise God? My Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank you, God. I'm saying so. You helped me. You picked me up. Lord, you had mercy and compassion on me. You touched my soul and touched my heart. I can't thank you enough, Jesus. He's been so good to me. Come on. Anybody, you ever been there before where you felt like you couldn't move and you felt like you didn't have life and you didn't have hope and nobody could pick you up? Amen. Nobody could make you whole, but somehow God reached into that room. Somehow God heard you even in your loneliest moment and he spoke the words of life into your situation. Come on, I came to rebuke the devil this morning. I came to rebuke the enemy today. I came to tell the devil to... He's got no power. Amen. I love it when we wave our hands. I love it when we clap our hands. I love it when we stand up and jump. And I love it when we pray. Something's happening. It's like there's the wind and the brush of angels. Something powerful starts to happen. Amen. When you start to praise God, when you start to run the aisles, it's like, behold, amen. It's like a whirlwind comes in. Amen. And let me tell you, some people think that it's the fire that brings the revival, but can I tell you, before the fire ever gets there, there's got to be a wind. There's got to be a wind of the Holy Ghost. There's got to be a moving. Amen. The Bible says Ezekiel spoke to the valley of dry bones, and behold, there was a shaking. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to shake it loose. Sometimes you just got to shake it free. Can you imagine? If God filled Adam with a breath of fresh wind, and Adam just sat there and said, oh, this is great. Well, now that I've got it, well, I'm alive now. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Adam, come on, that's not what Adam did. The Bible says Adam got up, he stood up, and he started naming things and claiming things in the garden. Hallelujah. Come on, that breath will give you power and authority in the Holy Ghost that you can walk with power in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody's got a, amen. He said it's going to be like the wind at your back saying go here and go there, and it'll be a voice in your ear. Come on, somebody's going to walk out of here, amen, with a little bit more power and a little bit more wind, then you can't. Hallelujah. I believe it here today. I believe it here this morning. Come on, Calvary Pentecostal. Anybody believe it here? I feel the wind of revival in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, amen, if you can remain standing with me this morning, the Bible said that when Jesus died on the cross, amen, and whenever they had buried him in the grave, that all of a sudden the disciples saw their powerful master, the master of the wind and the calmer of the waves and of the sea, saw him disappear from the picture and saw him as though it were lifeless, laid in a tomb without any hope to ever, amen, without any hope that he would move or he would get up again. They didn't know what was going to happen. And so they went off, and the Bible says that they went to hide away and hide themselves in a room. The Bible says that when they got there in John 20 and verse 19, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, oh, praise God, it was a Monday. Some of y'all aren't ready for that first day of the week kind of attack. This is a victory that'll carry with you tomorrow too. I'm telling you. Praise God. We ought to just go ahead and rebuke the Monday in Jesus' name. I'm not saying the Monday will leave. I am saying we can go ahead and get power in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. The Bible said that the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews in the area that had crucified Jesus. Amen. But then came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when Jesus had said, peace be in your situation, he showed them the scars in his hands and showed them the nails and the scars in his feet. Amen. And when they saw the Lord, they were glad. In verse 22, he said this. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I didn't understand the dynamic that was happening here. And I was praying and asking God about it. And I felt like God kind of just spoke into my spirit about this situation. You see, the disciples were locked in the room. The doors were shut. It was dark. It was lonely. Fear was rampant. Depression was setting in. Loneliness was in the room. And all that God had invested in them over the past 3 years was in jeopardy in that moment, because they were close to throwing in the towel. Fear was going to take over them. They didn't know if they were going to make it past that week. They were in fear. They were in hiding. They were in a closed room. And the Lord spoke to my spirit, and he said, what that was is I was on a rescue mission. The devil was trying to suffocate them and choke them out and choke their faith, choke their hope out, and steal away the greatest gift that God could ever give anybody, the gift of life and the gift. And God said, no, 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 no. I know it's not the upper room experience yet. Amen. Brother Darren, I know it's not quite yet that Acts 2:38, but still somehow God was on a rescue mission. God came down, and you know what they call it? Amen. You know what they call it as the EMTs call it, the emergency medical, amen, personnel, that they call it rescue breathing. where they get down, they start shaking, shaking to awaken. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. He prophesied to them and he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to lose you. But I know, I want somebody to know today that God is on a rescue mission for your soul. There's a fresh wind coming in. He wants to help you breathe fresh air, fresh life today. Amen. If we would lift up our hands today. Come on. Amen. He gave them life and he gave them hope. Oh, and praise God. Amen. Just from that rescue breathing, they were able to hold on a little bit longer. And they kept on believing. And they kept on having faith. And they kept on waiting on the Lord and tarrying in Jerusalem. And the Bible says suddenly, while they were praying in that upper room, that the sound as of a rushing mighty wind filled the house. And everybody was filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and I believe God wants to do that this morning. Come on, somebody, would you come to the front and lift up your hands and ask God to fill you. God, give me my second wind today. God, fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost this morning. Come on, sometimes you gotta tell him, God, I'm sorry. I've tried to do it on my own. I'm sorry for the way that I've done things, for the way that I've lived. And I'm sorry, God, for all the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, God. Forgive me today, Lord, and make me whole and clean. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, can I tell you what you're needing? Not just to be born of the Spirit, not just to be born of the wind, but you got to be born of the blood and washed by his water, washed by his grace. Come on. Come on. Let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on. Be filled with his spirit. Would you lift your hands and we're going to pray with you. And I believe God is going to breathe the breath of life into your soul this morning. Jesus' name. Come on, that's it. You got to shake it up a little bit. Somebody shake. Come on. Let the devil know you're not bound. Let the devil know you're not broken. In Jesus' name.